Hello, political learners. Welcome to the Weekly Paul Show. My name is Tobias Sika. I'm a fourth-year Bishop's graduating student doing a double major in political science and German as a foreign language, and I will be your host for this show. This week, I have the great privilege of interviewing Sébastien Lebel-Grenier, Bishop's University's principal and vice-chancellor, on his role within the institution, its strengths, and its challenges. Principal Lebel-Grenier is from Manicouagan in northern Quebec and has lived in several regions of the province, in Ottawa, and in France. He holds a licence en droit civil and a baccalaureate of laws from the University of Ottawa, a diplôme d'études approfondies, DEA, from Université Aix-Marseille 3, and a doctorate of civil law, DCL, from McGill University. He began his career as a lawyer in private practice at the Montreal office of Stikeman Elliott. He subsequently became professor of public law at the Université de Sherbrooke's Faculty of Law, where he served as the Common Law and Transnational Law Program Director, Vice Dean Research and Graduate Studies, and as Dean. Principal Lebel-Grenier is a founding member of the Centre de Recherche Société, Droit et Religion de l'Université de Sherbrooke, an important interdisciplinary research center which explores the intersection of religion, culture, and law. He pursues research on law and religion, as well as fundamental rights and freedoms. Principal Lebel-Grenier is fluent in French and English. A longtime resident of Lennoxville, he has maintained strong involvement with the Sherbrooke community and is particularly aware of the importance of Bishop's University to the Eastern Township's English-speaking community. Principal Sébastien Lebel-Grenier, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, sir.
Pleasure is all mine.
Principal Lebel-Grenier, we know that you are the university's principal, yet the university also has a chancellor, namely Daniel Fournier. What sets both roles apart, and what is your role at Bishop's?
Right, that's a great question, Tobia. So, I guess the easiest way to describe what the difference is that the chancellor is a bit like the governor general in Canadian politics. So it's in many respects an honorary role where we recognize an incredible person and their leadership. And they've got a formal role within ceremonies, and they are expected to be an ally for the university. So to help us out through complicated situations, connect us with the right people that will be beneficial to the university's operations. So it's an incredible resource, but it's a largely symbolic power that's granted to the chancellor. My role is more akin to, for example, a CEO of a business. So you've got an overall responsibility for all university operations and subject to the power of the board, which is really about more strategic orientations of the university. But the operations is under the responsibility of the principal.
It's been more than a year since the tuition hikes by the government of Quebec for English-speaking universities has first been announced. What positive impacts, if any, did these hikes have? And most importantly, how does the university tackle its negative impacts?
Well, that's a hard question to answer because, of course, we would have much rather not have had to deal with these measures that were announced. And so it would have been much better if they never occurred. Now, that being said, they did occur. And so I'd like to see the silver linings in different challenges we're being faced with. And one of the silver linings is that Bishop's has never had as much visibility, both within Quebec and in Canada and also internationally, I must say. So that was beneficial for, greater recognition of the university. And it did help us somewhat for limiting the impact of the measures that were announced on recruitment, also gave us more visibility in Quebec. So I guess that these can be counted on a positive column, but overall, of course, we would have much rather not had to tackle with the with these measures. As for the negative impact, well, they're very numerous. There's all kinds of negative impacts, but the overarching one that I think is has the most influence is that it gave a an image of Quebec that is not reflective of the reality of that people experience when they come to Quebec, and especially when they come to Bishop's. The fact of the matter is that when we have students coming in from anywhere in the world or anywhere outside Quebec, basically, you know, our Canadian students coming from all over Canada, what they have here in terms of experience is a very positive experience with our wider Lennoxville and Sherbrooke and Eastern Townships community. So these political measures do not reflect the reality of the lived experiences of our students. And it's really unfortunate because it's been tremendously damaging to the national and international image of Quebec. And with respect to the measures announced restricting access for international students, well, that's had a very damaging impact on the image of Canada abroad. So it's unfortunate.
You are hearing the Weekly Paul Show with Tobias Sika. And this week, I am interviewing Bishop's University's principal, Sébastien Lebel-Grenier, on his role with the institution, its strengths, and its challenges. How does Bishop's University contribute to Sherbrooke and the wider Eastern Townships?
Well, I think all of us here in the internal community at Bishop's understand the role that we play for the wider community. So Bishop's has been around for over 180 years now, which is quite a lot. So it's been a significant part of the Eastern Townships community ever since its inception. And certainly it has been a very important focal point or rallying point for the Anglophone communities of the Eastern Townships and of Quebec's regions. And so we offer a unique educational experience that has a great impact on generations of Anglophones in our province. But also we're really a driver of cultural activities, sports activities, community engagement in the Eastern Townships. So I think no one would challenge that we play a really essential role in the vitality of our communities and specifically of our English language communities.
Bishop's is currently dealing with a budgetary deficit of $1.6 million. What can be attributed to this deficit and what can be made so that this delicate financial situation minimally impacts the quality of services and education at the university?
That's such an important question, Tobias. You know, this is a situation that in many respects was visited upon us and is a result of external forces at play, but it's having a real impact on our community internally. So we've been doing this, what we call a recovery plan process, in a very thoughtful way. We hold to basic principles, and the first of these is that we want to minimize any potential impact on the quality of the student experience. So it appears very clear that this will have impact on the way we deliver our services and what services we put more resources in. And these are the very difficult questions that a budget deficit situation forces upon us. But we're really doing it very intentionally to limit any potential impact on students, because at the core of what we do is the quality of the student experience and the quality of the learning opportunities we offer our students. So that's really the approach we've been taking. But, you know, you can't cut resources without having some impact. So we're really working hard to minimize that.
You are hearing the Weekly Paul Show with Tobias Sika. And this week, I am interviewing Bishop's University's principal, Sébastien Lebel-Grenier, on his role within the institution, its strengths, and its challenges. What sets Bishop's apart from other English teaching universities of similar size in Canada, like Acadia University and Mount Allison in New Brunswick?
Well, I hope you don't expect me to be objective. Of course, I've got a very, very strong favorable view of bishops, of course, in what we do. But I've got to say that some things are very obvious. You know, first of all, we're located in Quebec. We're a historic university that serves, that has been created to serve a minority community, and that's significant. And I think I talked about it a bit earlier, but that remains very, very important for us. But being in Quebec is also an incredible opportunity for both the university and our students, because we are a minority language and institution in a province that is francophone, and we are able to really take full advantage of that in providing learning opportunities where diversity is really present on campus. So we've got a lot of our students that are francophone. Majority of our students are Anglophones, and as we all know, our communities really work closely together, and I think are much richer through that cohabitation and that collaboration that really defines the experience we offer. It's also fantastic because it allows members of our community to be in a safe environment where they can learn the other official language. So for our Anglophone students who come in, especially from outside Quebec, they've got an opportunity to learn French. There's a lot of opportunities that are offered here on campus, but also they can do it in a setting where it's going to be safe for them to do so. There's no requirement. It's not going to have an impact on their capacity to succeed in their course of studies. But they're going to have opportunities to practice if they want to do so, because it's very present on campus, and vice versa for Francophone students who want to increase their fluency in English. So that's really something that sets us apart. I think another thing that is extremely important is the numerous ways we're interconnected with our local community. I mean, the way that the Bishop's University is really an engine of community engagement and vitality of this community, I think that's rather unique. I think it's something that is more visible here at Bishop's. There's many other things, but one of the other things that I think is significant on my part is that we're in a city that has two universities, and we collaborate closely. We don't see each other as competitors. We really see as institutions that have to collaborate together to offer richer opportunities to our students and more meaningful implication in our wider community and in Quebec and in Canada. And I think that's one thing we do very, very well, which is quite uncommon, because oftentimes universities see each other as competitors. They don't collaborate as well as we do. So I'd say that's a third component that's, to me, very unique about what we offer. Could speak of many more, but I think it gives you an idea of what we do.
And finally, as our last question, what is your vision for Bishop's, and what tangible measures do you plan to enact during your tenure as the university's principal?
Well, that's a great question. And of course, it's a question I've been asking myself even before I came in, but certainly ever since. And I've been talking to a lot of members of our community to get a better understanding of what's unique about Bishop's in their mind. And I'd say that's the core principle here. It's really important to understand what the plan is. So we're going into strategic planning. We're going to be rolling out the first step, which is more general surveys within a number of weeks. So we're way before we get into exam season. And I'm really hoping that everyone in the community answers these surveys and then participates in the strategic planning process, because there will be other steps. This is really meant to get really a feeling of where the community stands with respect to Bishop's. What's our strengths? What are our weaknesses? Where can we really be excellent? And that's really important. So my vision for the university is, I think we got to build on our existing strengths and make ourselves stronger so that we can really differentiate ourselves in what we offer. We're a small university. I think, strengths, of course, is our liberal education model. I'm absolutely convinced that what the world needs more of now is incredible, talented, smart generalists. And these are the people that become innovators and leaders in our communities. And I think that the liberal education we provide here at Bishop's is the best preparation for playing that kind of role in changing times. Because we're all aware of, change accelerates. The rate of change is accelerating. Specific skills we train people for will become obsolete within a limited number of years. But the core competencies that come with a liberal education, such as the ability for critical thinking, the ability to interact with others and learn from diversity, the capacity to express yourself, the capacity for logic and reasoning, all of these are skills that will continue to be relevant whatever you end up doing in your life. And I think that's where we have an incredible advantage in our delivery. I think the unique student experience we provide with, which in many respects is really strengthened by the fact that most of our students live on campus in their first year on the university, that's essential. And I've been very vocal about defending our model, which is based on a diversity of the student body. It's not for political reasons. It's really because I'm convinced that that's at the core of the value we offer. We bring a diverse student body on campus. We live together on this campus. We play, we study, we work, we participate in activities on the campus. And we get to learn from being with others that are different. And that's a core skill that is going to be fundamental, I believe, to our future success as a university. And I'm always going to be defending that. So my vision is really building on these incredible building blocks we have that position us really extraordinarily well in my mind. And make the message known, basically. Make sure that people know about the unique experience we provide at Bishop's and reassure parents. You know, there's a lot of talk in generally in society about market-ready skills and professional training. All that is good and important, but if you don't have a strong foundation, you won't be a leader or an innovator. You're going to be someone that's going to be at the mercy of changes in our society. So that's not the people we aim to train at Bishop's. We really aim to help those that are seeking more and really can be change makers in our societies. So I think that's my vision for Bishop's. And I think we're already very successful. I think there's no reason we can't be a lot more successful. We're extremely privileged to be in this university.
Thank you very much, Principal Lebel-Grenier, for being part of this interview. Would you like to add anything else?
Well, I'd like to welcome you, Tobia, for inviting me on the show. It's really a pleasure being here, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk more about what we do and what my vision is for our university. But ultimately, it's about all of us. And I think that's the important takeaway. You know, we've been successful so far because we've been able to stand as a community and grow together. That's going to be what's going to allow us to lead the way in the future. So thank you very much.
This is it, folks. I hope you appreciated my political podcast today. And I am looking forward to having you for next week's show. I wish to thank Bishop's University and its administration, with special thanks to Sarah Haddon for making this interview possible. If you have any questions or would like to submit ideas of topics to cover related to current political events, write to me at tsica20@ubishops.ca. That is tsica20@ubishops.ca.